Hey everybody, this is Bill Williamson and this is Just Pod Baby. This is our post-draft grade podcast. We talk about a bunch of stuff about this draft. We last talked on a Friday and I was like, you know, I like what they did in the first round. I didn't love it. I thought there's some different things they could have done. The Ruggs thing, I thought, I don't know if he's going to be a true number one. I mean, he could be. I'm not saying he's not, but he's certainly a weapon. I would have took Lamb or Judy, but then Friday night happened, and my thoughts changed. And the Ruggs thing made sense because they went and got Lynn Bowden Jr. He's going to be a running back. He's going to be a receiver. And they went and got Bryan Edwards, who has potential to be a top receiver, number one. So what they did was get, like, specialists, basically. And it's going to run the John Gruden playbook. So Ruggs doesn't have to grow in to a true number one. He could be a 60-catch guy. He could be a slant guy. You know? Just big play guy. He doesn't have to be, you know, the classic true number one. Because they got different guys now. And I think these guys can really grow together. I think the John Gruden experience with the Las Vegas Raiders is going to be made or broken on these type of draft picks. And I think this is what he wants. This is the offense he wants. I mean, now he's got Waller. He's got Josh Jacobs. The Raiders got a pretty freaking dynamic, diverse offense if these guys become the players they think they're going to be. So I really kind of like it better. I like the Ruggs pick better because of what happened on Friday. I thought it was a very interesting draft. Is that Gruden and Mayock, they knew who they're going to take going into this draft. Think about it. They knew they were going to take Ruggs. They knew they were going to get Ruggs. They did, because he was number one on their board at receiver, obviously. He was the first receiver taken. He was number one. They knew that he was going to be there. They knew that Arnett was going to be there. They knew Bowden was going to be there. They knew Edwards was going to be there. They definitely knew Tanner Muse was going to be there in the third round. They went and traded up for Simpson, so they were worried about him lasting 12 more picks from 109 to 121. I think the biggest surprise to the Raiders was that Amik Robertson, the cornerback from La Tech, who I love. I tweeted when he got drafted, I love this pick more than I love some family members. And it's the truth. I think he was the surprise. So did the Raiders reach a little bit? Maybe, but who cares if it's the guys they want and they become good? If they don't become good, they're bad picks. Whether reach, not reach, right? Joe Burrow wasn't a reach, but if he stinks, it's a bad pick. So, yeah, grade? I don't like getting too caught up in grades, but we'll talk grade. I'll give him a B. You know, I think the offense got dynamic. I think the secondary got scrappier. You know, these are pesky guys. And these guys are going to bug you sometimes, talking about Arnett and Robertson, because they're going to get penalties. Because they're very aggressive. But they're going to make some plays. I mean, you got these guys buzzing around, and then you got Jonathan Abram, and then you got Trayvon Mullen. You got the makings of a good secondary. You got the makings of a dynamic receiver group. This is how this team is going to become better. I'll tell you this. I think a lot of teams had good drafts. You know, I mean, I think sometimes fans get wrapped up in only their team, but not realizing that other teams are doing work as well. So, and that's where the competition comes in. That's where it is. So we'll see. But, yeah, the makings are there. And, you know, now the draft is over and Derek Carr doesn't have any real competition. I don't really think he has much competition in Marcus Mariota right now. I mean, the way Mariota talked and the way Mike Mayock talked is that he's just going to be the backup right now. And when Mike Mayock said, hey, we got to build him up his confidence, that doesn't sound like he's a guy ready to take anybody's job. Now, maybe he comes out and has a great camp and preseason and Derek Carr doesn't. I don't think that's going to be the case. If Carr stinks and has trouble, maybe Mariota will be put in. But so this is all building around Derek Carr. And if Derek Carr can't get it done, then they'll go for the quarterback. It's really year to year with Derek Carr, but they're building around him. They're giving him opportunities. You know, and that's what they should do. You know, obviously, Yannick Ngakoue, I don't say names very well if you know me, so we'll just call him Yannick from the Jaguars. That trade probably never had real legs, did it? Yeah. This John Simpson pick, we don't talk about offensive linemen much, but obviously, Mike Mayock said, hey, after the draft, he goes, Gabe's our starting guard. Okay, well, you signed three guards. You re-signed Good. You re-signed DeVoy. You signed Eric Kush. You know, all these guys could start. You drafted a guy. You traded up to draft a guard, John Simpson from Clemson. There's been rumors that you're trying to trade Gabe. You know, his contract, his money, $9.6 million guarantees next month. We'll see. We'll have our answer in the next month. I wouldn't be surprised if we got done with this podcast and news out that Gabe's cut. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm not reporting that. I'm just saying I don't think Gabe's going to be there. So we'll see. You know, Dane Brugler from The Athletic really liked the John Simpson pick. He liked the fit. Mel Kiper was lukewarm on him in when he got drafted. Tanner Muse, probably the biggest overdraft of the class. He's a specials teamer. I don't know if you go get a special teamer in the third round. I think he would have been there later. But, hey, you could say that about 32 teams. Everybody reached on somebody. That's just the way it is. The Khalil Mack trade is done. Bears picked a tight end, Cole Kmet from Notre Dame. Hey, I think that trade could be a win-win. I'm kind of over talking about it, but, you know, and Edwards was the last piece of it. So, you know, so it's basically Mack and the tight end, Josh Jacobs, Arnett, and Edwards for a Hall of Fame defense end and the tight end. We'll see where it goes. Yeah. And you know, somebody made a point to me, going back to Carr. If John Gruden, who's changed this franchise dramatically in 2 years, if he didn't think he could see with Carr, he would already moved away from him. That's fair, right? I mean, he's moved away from a lot of dudes, and Carr's still there. You should check out Guest Story, a poll on Silver and Black Pride. Is your favorite pick from this draft? And I'm not necessarily saying who's the best player. Ruggs should be the best player. It's your favorite. Who are you most excited about? I picked Robertson. I mocked him to the Raiders. I mocked Bowden, too. So, hey, two guys, that ain't bad. I just think Robertson's going to be good. I really think he's going to be a lot of fun. He's 5'8", but he acts like he's 6'3". You've probably seen the film of him just abusing a 6'6" guy, 10 inches on him. You know, they're getting tough grinder guys. They're getting tough, want-to-win guys. And that helps. That helps. The program is getting better. Now that could result in wins, but I think it can. You know, I think loses in this deal. I think Nelson Aguilar, I just don't know where he fits. You know, I don't know. I don't see him. If these three rookies come in and do their thing, I don't see where the fit for him. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to cut him, but
But I just don't see a lot of playing time for the dude.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I just don't see it. I think when Marcus Joyner is in his last year as a Raider too, his dead money goes way down next year. Way down. I mean, he's the nickel. Well, Robertson's going to be the nickel. You know? So we'll see. What else we got? Took a bunch of notes. You know, Gruden said that on JT the Brick show that Arnett's the best tackler in the draft as far as cornerbacks. He's good against the run. That helps. He's got to be good against the pass. I mean, that's where cornerbacks make their bread, you know? So we'll see. What else? You know, I think Bowden, we could see Bowden maybe occasionally on a wildcat play, maybe in the red zone, maybe a Taysom Hill type role now and again. I think when Bowden gets onto the field, the defense is all going to be screaming, watch this guy, because you don't know what he's going to be doing. And you put his speed with Rugg's speed, you're going to have some dynamic plays out there. You really are. It's going to be fun. And that's what the Raiders should be. They should be fun, right? What else? Got my notes. And I think Gruden, this is another thing he said that I thought was very important. They got the offense to adapt to any defense they're playing. So if they can go three tight ends. They can you know, you can go the fullback. They can spread it out. Whatever the best manipulate and exploit a defense, they can do. They can change that game plan week to week to week. And that's what Josh McDaniels does in New England. And, you know, so they're going to be it's going to be a varied offense. I'm excited about it, and you should be too. Again, these guys got to develop and play and become good players, and that's on them. But it's set up pretty good, right? It's set up pretty good. So that's all I really got for you guys today. I give it a B grade, a couple reaches, but that's okay. I'm really excited about the potential of this offense. I think that's the theme of how I'm feeling about this team right now. And I love the 5'8" cornerback who plays like he's the center of a basketball team. I like that too. So this is Bill Williamson. This is Just Pod, baby. This is Silver and Black Pride. You guys have a great day. We're going to be back next week. I'm going to do one show a week and just talk about everything Raiders. Even in the offseason, it's busy. They started their virtual offseason workout today. Everybody made it. Everybody was there. So we'll see. But, hey, have a great week, guys. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. This is Bill Williamson. Take care.